Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Osborne.
That's right. We've got an interesting lineup here. Usually it's Stephanie, my co-host, with me. But, in fact, she's off at Libertopia. And so I have my normal weekday host, Ian, with me.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying the Vaporsmiths product right now, which is very nice.
You know, you guys are over there vaporizing away.
Yes, we are.
And Osborne. Sitting in. Osborne, you are the principal over there at SACL CAI.
I wouldn't call myself the principal, but I am a principal.
Okay, a principal. Well, I prefer the principal, but, you know, whatever.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the other principals don't see it that way.
Gotcha. Well, you know, and you can call in about anything you'd like to call about, 855-450-3733. But before the show, we were talking about apparently there's a huge drawdown going on in Iraq.
Oh, yeah. So Obama announced on Friday that he was withdrawing all the troops from Iraq. And, of course, all the people on the radio are just going crazy about this. Like, this is the worst thing that could ever possibly happen.
Or the best, depending on which side of the fence they're on.
Yeah, I haven't heard much of that, but maybe I listened to the wrong radio program.
I was listening to, Hillary Clinton on, I think it might have been Meet the Press or something like that, and she was talking about how this is really a Bush administration policy that they're just following through with or something.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, this is the Status of Forces Agreement that Bush signed way back in the day before he was out of office, and the Obama administration is just having to comply with that agreement. Much to his chagrin, because they have been trying to get themselves out of that agreement for the past few years, unsuccessfully.
They were trying to shuffle around, keep some troops, but the Iraqis said, no, that's okay. We don't need any of your troops, even at your embassies.
So right. It's because of the Iraqi folks is why this is happening?
That's correct.
Interesting.
My understanding is they were going to be allowed to stay, but they would not be granted immunity from prosecution if they commit crimes.
Right.
And as we know, we can't allow these military personnel to be responsible for their actions. Right?
We saw how that crap is going in Japan, where military guys are getting arrested for raping their women all the time. And, we can't have that here.
Right.
our guys in green are just too used to doing whatever the heck they want in Middle Eastern countries. So, we better just get them out of here.
Yeah. Well, and the other funny thing is that even though these troops are supposedly leaving, we can see in the Washington Post report here from earlier this month that the State Department is actually launching a massive campaign to keep 16,000 civilian employees there.
16,000, and these are the contractors, the former military folks that are there doing essentially the work of, I don't know, mercenary soldiers?
Well, they're not all soldiers, right? Some of them are serving food, and they're running hotels, and they're running airlines, and they're doing other things. But they work for the State Department. That's our money paying these people to be there.
The embassy there is the size of a large mall.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge, huge complex, so they're going to need things like that. But 16,000, it's a lot of troops on the ground, wasn't it? 25,000 combat troops is what they're withdrawing, I believe.
I think it's 43,000 that they're withdrawing, but 16,000 is the size of an army division, is what is being reported here.
There you go.
What I want to know is, to where will they be withdrawn?
They're going home, is what they were told. What we were told, which means
like
Afghanistan.
They're going to come home for a week or two.
Probably. No, just straight to Afghanistan. It's a lot shorter flight.
Is that the 51st state now? I don't think they're going to get away with that. They're going to come home. They'll probably come home for a quick vacation.
Why would they be going to Afghanistan, Mark?
Well, there's troops on the ground in Afghanistan. That's and a lot of them. They want to do a draw up as far as troops go there. And, you know, if there's any problems, they just send in a Predator drone. There is a story here, however, that apparently from MSNBC.com that from the out of the mouth of Karzai, the guy that Hamid Karzai, the guy that we installed in government over there.
You mean the federal government?
Those folks. Afghanistan would support Pakistan in case of military conflict between Pakistan and the United States, Afghan President Hamid Karzai said in an interview on a private Pakistani TV channel broadcast on Saturday. The remarks were in sharp contrast to recent tensions between the two neighbors over cross-border raids, an Afghan accusation that Pakistan was involved in killing the chief Afghan peace envoy, former Afghan President oh, God, Rabini here, by a suicide bomber in September the 20th. God forbid if there is ever a war between Pakistan and America, Afghanistan will side with Pakistan, he said in an interview in Geo Television. If Pakistan is attacked and if the people of Pakistan need Afghanistan's help, Afghanistan will be there with you.
So, at what point do they consider this a conflict, then? Because the U.S. government has clearly been attacking Pakistan.
Has been violating the sovereignty, against the word of the Pakistani government. They're certainly flying raids anytime they feel like it as far as predator drones over there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Clinton was over there this week, basically telling Pakistan that if you're going to do things our way, we're going to blow you mofos up. And that's that. So, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what to me what this says is these prolonged conflicts with lots of boots on the ground create tensions in countries where I don't give a flying flip about. And that, I think the average American doesn't. Most taxpayers that are putting their money towards these things, they don't care about this stuff. So why in the world do they keep the boots on the ground? Tax dollars. Politicians and bureaucrats and these bureaucrat soldiers, the generals. I mean, these guys aren't fighting anything.
Sure, and the companies that make the weapons. And,
yeah. They have an interest in boots being on the ground. You know, whatever happened in Afghanistan was pretty much done when they lost Osama bin Laden in Tora Bora. Fighting the Taliban, that wasn't part of the whole mission. The mission was to go get Al-Qaeda, of which the claim of the State Department right now is that there are dozens of Al-Qaeda on the ground in Afghanistan.
Right, and what Al-Qaeda there is, there's actually more of than when they started because they've created more of them.
Sure, and successfully, and there's a
because
reason.
Because they're being invaded and their families are being killed, and so it's a lot easier to recruit somebody if their mom just got blown up, right?
Yeah, right.
Sure, I'm sure any one of us could possibly be recruited if something like that happened.
Right, and this is the suggestion, I guess, that...
Probably not. No.
Well, you're right. Maybe not.
The suggestion, though, is that these people are somehow different than us. They're bad people. But if the average American had accidentally or on purpose a member of their family killed by some foreign nation that we didn't feel belonged in our sovereign soil, likely that average American might hold a grudge. And some of those people that hold a grudge would likely want to attack with weapons that other country. These things make perfectly good sense.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't take many. I mean, there's a bell curve, right, of the susceptibility of someone to engage in that kind of behavior, right? And all you got to do is piss off enough people to capture a couple of those in that tail.
Sure. Right. And, I mean, to think otherwise is to think these folks subhuman. To imagine that they're not going to react in this fashion, because, there have been a couple hundred thousand is probably a reasonably conservative estimate of people killed in this conflict, including Iraq and Afghanistan, a couple hundred thousand. And if we're generous, extraordinarily generous, maybe 85% of them have been civilian. When you're talking about that level of civilian death, I know U.S. military people. There's some video of them out there trying not to kill civilians. I gotcha. There's plenty of video out there of them, unsuccessful at this, too, killing civilian people. And, good or bad, whether they meant to or not, whatever, that's not how it feels when your family is lying burnt and dead under in the wreckage of your home.
Sure.
That's not how it's going to feel. When you see that, that's going to enrage you to such an extent, God knows what you will do. Some of those people, to expect forgiveness from the United States government, for the United States government from that, is absolutely ludicrous. To expect those people to, you want forgiveness? Get the F out of my country tomorrow. That's how I would feel. Let me mourn my family that you've blown up that had nothing to do with this crap. Let me mourn them and you get out of this country because I want nothing to do with you. That's how I would feel. If you feel otherwise, please give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live Sunday edition.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855 453. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. That line is sponsored by SACL CAI. It's Mark with you.
And it's Ian.
And Osborne.
And give us a call at 855-450-3733. So, Ian, I see you're puffing on your Vaporsmith's e-cigarette over there.
Yeah, it's nicotine, too.
It's the new strawberry flavor.
You know, the nicotine thing doesn't do much for me, but I'm thinking about getting one just so I can have the flavor. I really like the flavors.
You like the zero nicotine? They have yeah, several flavors that are zero nicotine.
And I'm trying the nicotine here for the first time, and it's not really floating my boat. I mean, I'm not getting a buzz.
You're not a nicotine
like
addict.
That. Yeah.
Already, so, yeah. But they're interesting little devices.
Well, Dale from Prometheus Unchained, he started doing the Vaporsmiths, and
I'll take credit for getting him hooked.
He's on nicotine. And I was, well, why are you using the nicotine? What's the point? Why would you do that? And for me, it doesn't do much, but I really love the product.
The strawberry is really tasty, and I was speaking with Stephen, who is the guy that designs the product flavors, and he actually has to go to the lab over across the globe in order to design these flavors.
Wow.
And really, you know, made it happen. I think the strawberry is a real plus. But
I didn't realize he was designing them. That's interesting.
Yeah, he also made a new clove flavor. That's very, very clovey.
So one thing I can't haven't been able to really state with any real facts is why the e-cigarette that Vaporsmith makes is better than the rest of them. I know it's constructed better. I've heard the words and things like that, but I just don't know. To me, it feels substantial. But
to the end user, it creates a large amount of vapor and a large amount of, I believe they call it throat hit. Mm-hmm. Or the feeling in your mouth.
Which is more like a cigarette.
And I'm not an engineer, but the way I understand it is they put a booster circuit in the battery that gives it more voltage.
So the vaporizer just makes things happen more quickly and it makes a bigger pull.
Yeah, I guess.
Rather than you sitting there like a half pull all the time.
Yes.
It's never quite as satisfying.
At the end of the day, I think it works better than the other similarly the same kind of form factor, the cigarette shaped vaporizers out there. There's big giant contraptions that people use too that probably work better, right? But then you're carrying around this gigantic like an old school cell phone or something.
Now, and it's also going to last longer because it's made well. You don't want to be stuck with a broken e-cigarette.
Yeah, I've used mine for 4 months and haven't had any issues with them. Yeah, this really, I think, is one of the most important products out on the market right now. There's people out there killing themselves with tobacco.
Absolutely.
And they could be doing this instead.
That is a true statement. I mean, you know, the cigarettes are dangerous not because of the nicotine that's in them. It's because of all the other crap that's in them.
Yeah.
These e-cigarettes are about 20, by some metrics, 22,000 times healthier than a regular cigarette. And you can get this kit. I mean, I think people think that these things cost a lot. But when you think about a carton of cigarettes, these things cost less than a carton of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. You're spending about less than a quarter of the price that you're spending on tobacco cigarettes.
How long does a cartomizer last? One cartomizer.
They tell me that one cartomizer is about a pack of cigarettes. Worth of puffing.
And you've got 40 cartomizers that you purchase here for $69.99 or something like that at Vaporsmiths.com. And with the coupon code FTL, you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. So you'll get the e-cigarette device thing. Is all you have to do is buy the cartomizers, and you'll get the device for free and shipping for free at Vaporsmiths.com. Or you can call 855 to get vapor. It's Vaporsmiths.com. That telephone number's there, too. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. And, like you said, a very important product. Lots of people out there are killing themselves every single day, and this will allow them to do the thing that they enjoy doing. Because I liked smoking. I enjoyed that. I didn't want to quit smoking.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I loved smoking. I switched to the Vaporsmith in one night. I smoked a cigarette, then I started the Vaporsmith. I never smoked another cigarette.
I can't tell you how many people I've heard say the very same thing.
I mean, and not only is it just like smoking, but it's like better than smoking. You get all the good stuff with none of the bad stuff.
Right,
your clothes don't smell. Your wife doesn't yell at you.
You stay inside.
Yeah, you stay inside. You can smoke anywhere.
Although I heard they're trying to ban them from airplanes. Has that happened?
They may have, but you can go into stealth mode. There's a little light on the end of the device that shows people that you're using it, but you can put your hand over it, and you can hold the vapor in, not blow it out.
Right.
There's ways to be concealed.
Right. With cigarette smoke, you can't hide the smoke that you would blow out, but if you pull this vapor in for long enough, it dissipates in your lungs. It's really just steam, essentially, water vapor.
Yeah.
So if you hold it in your lungs, it dissipates, and then you blow out, and you're not blowing out anything. So this could actually very easily be smoked, in a stealthy way. A lot of people don't like it because it looks like a cigarette. It's not, but it is simply a mode for getting tobacco into your, nicotine into your lungs without having to smoke tobacco. Anyway, it's Vaporsmiths.com. I think it's a great product. So we were talking in the last segment about sort of some of the bad blood the United States has created around the world, in the Middle East specifically, because of its military adventures. You can guess these things, especially, not that I'm advocating short wars. I am not advocating short wars. However, I will tell you that a short war is going to create a lot fewer problems than a long war. Occupations, it has been shown, occupations are the things that cause people to do things like suicide bombing. You're not going to have people, with as high of a level, as many people with as high of a level of bitterness.
For sure. I mean, if someone comes and robs my house one night, that's one thing. But if they come back every night and keep doing it, you're going to get bitter.
Yeah, that's going to cause bitterness. And when we talk about issues like this, what I have found is that there's a certain type of American that will just tune out immediately. These people hate America. They're America haters. And specifically me. I mean, I used to be one of these guys. I wanted to sign up for the military. Hmm. I supported the United States military and everything it did. It could do no wrong. Those other people in those foreign countries are bad, whoever the hell they are, because they're not Americans. And that's essentially what I thought.
Why did you change?
Because over time, I looked at the facts. I had to look at the facts. Being here on a nationally syndicated radio program called Free Talk Live means that anybody can call in and talk about anything, and I've got to talk to them. And they would say things, and my mind would say, nope, that's wrong. But, you've got to look at it. I mean, a person who is going to hold an opinion and be in a position like I am has to look at facts. So I would look at the facts and, I guess that's right. And at some point or another, I had to come to the conclusion that, these statements are correct. And, I want to know, how does one support the troops, in quotes? I want to know, how do I support the troops but not support the war? Because I kind of feel like I don't support the troops at all.
I support every troop that refuses unconstitutional orders.
I don't even know that's unconstitutional. I mean, the Constitution isn't particularly freedom-oriented. Immoral orders, in my opinion.
Good point.
Immoral orders. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition. You're listening to Mark.
And it's Ian.
And Osborne.
Check out freetalklive.com. Over there, we have a completely interactive website where you can upload stories, blog posts, videos. Is it upload or link, Ian? I never know what I should say here.
You'd be linking.
You'd be linking to this.
But you can actually just type something, too, if you want.
We'll call it link.
Yeah.
You can link to blog posts, news stories, videos, whatever you think would be of interest. And folks will vote those up, vote them down. You can do the same to other people. This is completely interactive, as I said. Go check it out. Lots of relevant, important news stories there. Certainly getting a lot more eyes on them than, say, your Facebook live stream thing. So it's freetalklive.com. Also, there's all kinds of different ways to listen to Free Talk Live there. Not only are we on 100 great radio stations, more than 100 great radio stations across the country, several satellite options, XM, free-to-air. There's live streams on the Internet, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, where we are waving to you now, and listen lines. You can call into telephone numbers that we have there for you around the world and listen to Free Talk Live if you can get us in no other way. That's how much we care about you. We want to make sure you can get Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. So everybody's talking about the austerity measures that the government is kicking in here. And I don't think...
That sounds like a horrible word, Mark. What does it mean?
Austerity? Yeah. I mean, this is the thing that the Greeks are rioting in the streets about, right? It's austerity is terrible. Well, according to investors.com, it doesn't exist.
Well, austerity means to kind of cut back, to go without. Right?
Severely.
Severely.
Yeah. It's in a severe way, but... Yeah, it's not happening. I mean, they're calling them austerity measures, but in fact, according to investors.com, federal spending is up 5% this year. That's austerity.
Well, I mean, if it was up 8% last year and it's 5% this year, that to the government people, that's austere.
That's a cut, right?
We're slicing 3%.
We are not growing as quickly as we were the years in the past.
Right. Usually when you hear about budget cuts, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's... It just goes to show. Here, let me read the article here. When Republicans took control of the House in January, they pledged, this is your politicians pledging to you folks, to make deep cuts in federal spending.
They're not my politicians.
Well, there's folks listening that may very well consider them their politicians.
Someone does.
Yes, someone does. According to the polls that I've seen, between 8 and 9% of
one in ten.
Yeah, 1 in 10 people consider the government to have the consent of the governed. The other 9 out of 10 do not believe the government in the United States has the consent of the governed, which to me says, whoa, what is going to happen in 2012? I have no idea. We just read an article last night where the Huffington Post is talking about how Ron Paul really could win. And yep. I think he really could, maybe.
He just won straw poll in Ohio.
The Ohio straw poll. Oh, well, the straw polls that Ron Paul wins don't count. When Herman Cain wins a straw poll, say, in Florida, it's huge news.
Mm-hmm.
When Bachman wins a straw poll in Ames, Iowa, by just a couple dozen votes, a few dozen votes more than Ron Paul. It's gigantic news. But Ron Paul winning straw polls from California to Illinois to New Hampshire, all these straw polls, it's not news. It means nothing. It is meaningless.
Right. Well, how about the whole blackout thing that you guys have been advertising for the past few weeks? Have you seen one news article about that?
Right.
He raised $2.7 million over the weekend.
The suggestion was that from blackthisout.com that we were going to raise enough money, and I donated. Ian, you donated?
Yep.
Osborne, did you?
No.
Not on that day? The suggestion was that if they had enough people go together, the news wouldn't be able to ignore it. And, in fact, they chose to ignore it. It was... More than $2 million were raised in one day, and 2.7, I believe, over the course of their blackthisout.com sort of span of time, and they didn't care. Nobody reported on it. Ron Paul's raised as much money, nearly as much money as these other big guys, Perry and Romney, more than Cain, who's considered a front runner by the front runner by many at this point. Mm. And well, no news story on it.
I'm not surprised.
He did. He was on Meet the Press, though.
Yes, he was.
Sunday. Did you watch that?
I did. I certainly didn't wake up and watch it, but I recorded it and watched it later.
How did that go?
It was really good. He said a number of things that we've heard him say many times before. He had some good points about how the United States came out of the Depression after the war, and it's not the war that got us out of the Depression or got them. Who came before us out of the Depression, but it was the fact that the war ended, and then all those dollars that were previously being spent on warring could now be spent in doing actual production.
Yeah.
That and the fact that everybody else who was producing at that point was lying and smoking rubble.
Yes.
You know, I mean, essentially the United States was one of the few places after World War II that had not been destroyed completely, so there was no competition in the arena. But, you know, Ron Paul makes a good point, which is you got to take your medicine. The fact is you guys have been partying like it's 1999 for, well, at the very least since the end of the Nixon administration when the dollar went completely off of the gold standard. Some might say that, you know, the spending really went up during the Bush administration. Okay, I'll give them that. You know, whatever it is, it seems like since the housing bubble burst, they really started dumping money into this situation. And that doesn't solve the problem. It only prolongs it.
Sure. And speaking of dumping money into things, the one thing that you're hearing the news people report on today after this Meet the Press interview is the fact that Ron Paul wants to get rid of federal student loans. The horror, right? And the idea that he's alienating all these young people who have been supporting him by saying such things. When the reality is that, you know, the people who are following Ron Paul, they understand that the reason these tuition rates are so god-awful high is because of all the money that the federal government pumps into it through these student loans.
Essentially, universities have become welfare queens.
Absolutely.
They have grown, you know, as the government pumps money into them, they get bigger and bigger, less efficient, less. They don't have to compete in the marketplace to provide education. They're doing all kinds of other things.
They get guaranteed business, right?
It is. I mean, it really is. Every university out there, except for what, Hillsdale College. So, I mean, you can basically say 99.9, add some nines onto that, percent of universities take federal funding, and they're just welfare queens. And they can't. They can't even imagine a world where they would have to compete against other universities to supply people with an education that would be useful in the marketplace. They're out there just pumping people with degrees that they can't use, sending them out there and, you know, have fun serving folks drinks. We don't care.
There was a guy at the Occupy Keene events at one point who was complaining about the fact that everybody he knows who's very successful didn't go to college.
Wow.
Right. Yep.
What's the explanation for that, Osborne? I mean, you did a lot of colleging.
I loved college. I spent other people's money doing it and had a great time. But I can't say
scholarships. Is that what you're claiming?
Yes.
And then you took some student loans out too.
Oh yeah, I love those student loans. You don't have to pay interest on them. So I took that money, I invested it, I paid the money back when I was done with school, and had a nice wad of cash to sit on.
You have 6 months after you get out of school for still to no interest, and then you just paid it off, and then you had whatever you had made on the investments that you'd made up to that point.
Right.
And, you know, that's government. It's government money, people. That, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, some people are going to use the system, make some money for themselves. I don't blame you. I think it's an awesome way to have done that. Let's go on with this article here. So the claim is the Republicans took control of the House and they're going to make deep cuts in federal spending. In April, they succeeded in passing a bill advertised as cutting $38 billion from the fiscal 2011 budget. Then in August, they pushed a deal to cut an additional $2.4 trillion over the next decade. Some analysts have blamed these spending cuts for the year's economic slowdown, but we'll find out. Not exactly.
They're still spending. They're just cutting the amount they're going to spend, right?
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Osborne.
Ian, thank you for sitting in on the Sunday edition here of Free Talk Live. You're normally, this is your night off, but...
And I was having a nice day. It's, it's not been that cold thus far in New Hampshire this year, and so we had our Free Keen Fest.
Oh, thank goodness we're not talking about the weather. Okay, go ahead.
In town, and it was just a perfect day to be out with a bunch of liberty-minded folks in New Hampshire, man. I mean, it's such a great movement. All kinds of new people coming up here at all times, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
So what happened at the Free Keen Fest?
People hung out. There was a little bit of gambling, as always. I actually won a dollar while I was playing.
For you, gambling is an amazing.
Normally I don't participate in the gambling table, but it's something that's been there every single time. And so Free Keen Fest usually involves outreach. It involves music. So there was a live band there as well, and actually Luther played his ukulele, which was amplified, interestingly.
Just one bad ukulele player.
Yep, and socializing, outreach, a little bit of civil disobedience, some marijuana was smoked, I think, at one point. And
straight in the center of town.
They attempted.
Kind of public.
Yep, they attempted to, there was like the Parks and Rec guy who... I tried to shut it down in the very beginning, apparently. And I wasn't there for this part. I got there maybe about 5 minutes after the start time. He'd already gone. But Lauren and Jim, some of the earliest movers to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, were there kind of setting up some stuff in the beginning. And he said, "You need to have a permit to set up." And Jim said, "No, I don't." And he pointed out that the way their own laws are written in the parks here, you're supposed to be allowed to just be there. You can set up a table. It's not a problem. As long as you're not occupying the entire park. So as long as someone has the ability to come and be there and do their own thing, as long as it's still acting as a common area, then they can't do that to you. So
this is a common thing that bureaucrats do. They'll say something.
That's not true.
Is that the law? And they'll say, yes. That's the law. Mm-hmm. And so they have just made the law on their own. And you have to really know this crap that these people write down, because they'll say anything.
Yeah, but what good does it do to know it if they're just going to do it anyway?
It has its advantages, I suppose.
Well, the guy went away. And he didn't. If he called the police didn't come, because we didn't see a single officer the entire 4 hours that we were out there today. And of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is the movement of liberty-oriented people like us, who moved here to New Hampshire to get together with other like-minded folks and be active.
Oh, come to think of it, I'm celebrating my 1 year anniversary probably today.
Already?
Or yesterday. Yeah.
Good heavens.
Wow, man! Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to find out more. It's a movement of hopefully 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in order to, make the maximum role of government in that state, the protection of life, liberty, and property. It's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the myth of the austerity cuts that have gone on here in the United States. Here from investors.com. They were talking about the supposed cuts that have been put in place by the new Republicans that were brought in 2010. Some analysts have blamed these spending cuts for this year's economic slowdown. But data released by the Treasury Department on Friday show that, so far, there haven't been any spending cuts at all. In fact, in the first 9 months of this year, federal spending was $120 billion higher than in the same period in 2010. The data show.
Wait, the Republicans lied?
When they put out these budgets, things have to go, move forward. So I'm sure that there's some intent to cut social programs by many of these Republicans that went in.
Is there really?
I don't think so.
When you say put forth a budget, my understanding is there actually hasn't been a budget put forth in a number of terms now. Right? Haven't they been just extending?
One, right? I think that they have been extending an old budget and kind of cutting at it recently.
Really? They don't just. I thought they shut down if they don't have a new budget every year.
Yeah, but and then they keep extending it though. And so they've done this a number of times at this point.
So they're copying the old budget, is what you're saying?
I don't know that they're copying it so much as just saying, okay, we'll just keep doing what we're doing for now until we can agree on something in the future. You know how you kick the can down the road.
Yeah, I don't believe the claim that the Republicans want to cut social programs at all. I don't think there's anything to that claim.
Okay. That's an increase of almost 5%, and deficits during this time were $23.5 billion higher. These spending hikes haven't stopped many analysts from claiming that the country's in an age of budget austerity, one that's hurting economic growth. In July, USA Today, for example, they claim that already in 2011, softer government spending has sapped growth.
Well, because, of course, when government spends money, that's economic growth, right?
Of course.
A group of people that actually don't produce anything.
Well, so why is it then that government spending money is not economic growth? They're spending money. They're buying things. People have to make stuff.
Right, but they're buying things that people wouldn't voluntarily buy with their own money, right? So if I take the money out of your wallet that you're going to use to buy a video game and then go and buy a taco with it and then bring it to you, you can't say that I've created anything. I've just robbed you of what you were going to do and given you something you didn't want.
Plus incredible inefficiencies. Inefficiency is the equivalent of taking money outside and setting it on fire, right? I mean,
which they pretty much do when it comes to war.
Right. That's the suggestion. If you're going to increase the economy by spending money on war, then the same thing should be true of your personal economy, which means that you should be able to go outside, set your car on fire, blow your car up, and then your family will be better off. It's ludicrous that you could take money, make it go kaboom, and your economy is going to be better. It's absolute insanity. It doesn't make any sense at all, and no one can defend it. If you can defend it, please call 855-450-3733. I would love to hear an explanation of this, because I've been told all my life that World War II ended the Great Depression, and it didn't. The fact is that it was the after World War II when the economy went back to a peacetime economy, more so. And the United States didn't have any competition around the world because the rest of the competition was lying in smoking ruins, whether it was Japan or Europe or wherever. The Soviet Union was in terrible shape, too. Not that it was really competition. But these places, they couldn't compete against the United States because it was the only place left that didn't get blown up.
Well, almost sounds like you're arguing for war in that case.
What do you mean?
Well, someone could interpret that. I know that you're not, but someone could say, well, clearly we need to go destroy the competition. Then we'll have an economic boom after the war.
Again, we got the seen and the unseen, right? So how much better would it have been if there were trading partners around the world that we could have made use of that weren't decimated?
Ian, no one, as I understand it, there hasn't been any, the United States hasn't attacked anybody who has a nuclear weapon at this point. And the countries that have nuclear weapons are the countries that are producing. The United States isn't going to go head-to-head with some place like France, Great Britain, Germany, China, the Soviet Union, because those places can actually defend themselves. They just want to spend money going after these little tin-pot dictators.
Well, they appear to be willing to dance around the whole Pakistan thing, and they've got plenty of nukes over there.
They've got some, and, you know, I think that Pakistan is probably a divided government to some extent. They certainly like the big payoffs, you know, 'cause the payoffs haven't stopped to Pakistan. Certainly, there are attacks going on their sovereign soil, but I don't think they really care much about what goes on in West Waziristan or whatever.
So I get the point you're making about that one factor of the recovery was that there was maybe fewer competitors around the world, but I don't think that that's something that really should be brought up because that the economy would have recovered anyway just because people were going back to productive things. And as Osborne points out,
I don't think that
having competition is a good thing for economies as well.
It's not exactly the case. The 1950s were a boom time, and people believe that the World War II jettisoned us out of that. And if all things were the same and the United States was competing against these other world powers, the increase in productivity wouldn't have been as marked. The reason that the United States did so well is the rest of the competition was in ruins for 5 years, maybe, completely.
The whole world wasn't destroyed. Only some places were.
Only the places that are productive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, tell me the places that are productive that are right now that are producing things that weren't blown up then.
I see what you're saying, that in the absence of competitors, you can be more successful. But overall, the world was worse off for it.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm just saying the United States took this huge leap forward because of that.
Yeah, I still disagree, right? Because are you going to make more money selling to some poor beggar in the street or more money to someone who's, you know, working and producing themselves? Right?
It's not that they didn't have money. It's just that they didn't have capital. They, you know, their factories were blown up and destroyed.
Right, and capital is what you use to create more wealth, right? So if you're creating more wealth and trading and creating more wealth there's a whole synergy that's
buying
created,
that
right?
capital from the United States. They're, you know, the factories and the things that worked and, you know, the metals and ores, they were in smoking rubble. You're not ready to
I hear you, dude. No, I don't. I still not with
Most
you.
Important from this article, if government spending is related to growth, as these others claim, then the economy presumably should be growing faster, not slower.
I'm with Osborne. He's the expert.
He is an expert. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.